This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people, on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the defund the police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attack the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Illegal immigration is being encouraged by the Biden administration.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike.
That is Tim Berg reporting. The widow and sisters of Marine Lance Corporal Riley McCollum, a U.S. Marine killed in Afghanistan during the military's disastrous and deadly departure from the country, are again suing actor Alec Baldwin for at least $25 million. They say Alec Baldwin exposed them to online cruelty and bitter criticisms after the actor accused one of the women of being a January 6 insurrectionist. USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax speaks out how the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI are trampling on the Constitution again regarding President Trump.
These, after all, are prosecutors who are going through the lawyer-client privilege information. No prosecutor should ever see anything that is lawyer-client privilege. It should, of course, go to a special master. Even that raises questions, because when I talk to a client, the understanding is nothing will be made public. I go to my grave with his secrets. Let me tell you, I could make $1 billion today writing books, disclosing all the secrets my clients have told me over the years. I cannot and will not do that. Why should the Justice Department have the ability to look through lawyer-client privilege information, decide what's privileged, and then promise us that they won't reveal it with a wink and a nod to the next prosecutor at lunch? It's absurd.
32-year-old country singer Luke Bell died in Arizona earlier this month. It was announced on Tuesday. Some journalists are reporting Luke may have been suffering from mental illness at the time of his disappearance. Very little details have been released. Tucson police say Bell, who had been reported missing, was discovered near the site where he was last seen. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us. You know, all this hullabaloo over, you know, the raid at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this is the playbook. This is the way the Democrats play, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime they can create a crisis or create any kind of perception in your mind to think the way they do, to invalidate a competitor, they have no shame. I mean, remember, it wasn't that long ago when, you know, Mitt Romney thought, okay, well, they want my, they want 10 years of my income and that sort of thing. And so he, you know, he goes ahead and he gives them what they asked for. And then what did they do? They tore it apart. They lied about it. And then even to the point where, if you remember the conclusive statement, which is speaks to the heart of the Democratic Party, Harry Reid in the well of the Senate looks into the camera and says, you know, because he was asked about, you know, what they had said about Mitt Romney's tax, you know, his tax forms, right? And it was all a lie. And he just kind of chuckled and said, well, you know, he didn't get elected, did he? This is the point of all this stuff. They just want to bruise the opponent. They have no shame. They play dirty. And you got to see it for what it is. And this is what happened in Mar-a-Lago. This is what liars do. This is what cheaters do. This is the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. John O'Connor is with us right now. He's a legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism Plus Tax and License. John, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
So how far off am I?
Oh, you're not off at all. Contrast this. Obama has over 30 million documents in some shabby suburban warehouse in Chicago that probably any self-respecting 16-year-old cat burglar could break into. But he was clever. What he did was he had the government pay for that warehouse. Now, it is not approved by NARA. That's the archivist. I'll use the acronym. NARA is specifically, I've seen the correspondence between them. NARA can't wait to get the documents from Obama because then they'll put them in an approved warehouse with approved archival storage facilities. Fine. I don't even know if they're there yet, but certainly 5 years out, they hadn't been transferred. Mm. So here's Obama sitting there with classified and unclassified documents. You can do that. You're supposed to do that under the Presidential Records Act. So if this were a normal president that they didn't hate, there'd be no big deal here. So what happened here is this. Biden has no ability to look at Trump's unclassified documents. If he wants to make a big stink about it, he can make a stink about classified documents because, oh, you know, he's the commander-in-chief. He can claim there's something there, even though nobody did that with Obama's classified documents. But the point is, this raid was not really for classified documents. There were 11 documents that they got. 11. Now, that could be more than one page per document, but 11 documents out of about 360,000 documents that they raided the last time. But what they got was 360,000 documents that were unclassified that under the Presidential Records Act, Trump's supposed to have exclusive access to those documents, and the president is not supposed to see them. It's in the act. He has to have a, quote, established need, unquote, to see anything like that. And he doesn't have one. So what did they do? They cooked up this deal in which they made it look like there was something nefarious about this and about the classified
nuclear documents. Nuclear codes and everything else they were suggesting.
Oh, right. It's
crazy
as
stuff.
If, yeah. And it's just that's all speculation. There's no nuclear codes. And then if they were, they'd be worthless because they're so stale. That it's probably been changed 100 times since then. But in any case, they used just this smattering of straggling classified documents that hadn't been given over. And they used that as an excuse to get a general warrant and get all these other documents. Now what happens is Trump doesn't even have his own documents, you know, which he should have. And under the PRA, Presidential Records Act, he gets those for 5 years, exclusive access. So now Biden is pouring through all Trump's stuff and figuring out what he's got, and he's also keeping it from Trump. Those documents were Trump's weapons. He obviously collected Russiagate documents, and he collected Biden corruption documents, and now Biden's in there seeing what he's got.
Exactly.
So, that's what this was about, Bill, and you know that. And the, meanwhile, they smear Trump by acting like there was a crime, when in fact what they're really doing was getting access to his records. It's just like Hillary in Russiagate. She wanted to deflect attention from the fact that she had basically bought and paid for the DNC and that they screwed Bernie Sanders. Okay, so to deflect attention at the convention, they came up with this whopper, sent their minions around the convention floor and said, Trump is conspiring with Putin. And that's how the whole thing started. It was a canard started by Jake Sullivan, presently Biden's national security guy. And they came up with this canard. So rather than being the best defense is good offense. So rather than letting themselves be hung with a bad deal, with bad actions, they went on the offense. They did that with the Ukraine. Rather than admitting that there's corruption in Ukraine, they've impeached Trump for wanting to investigate it. So, Bill, you're completely
and,
right.
And the thing amazing, too, is on Ukraine, they've got Biden on video. I mean, doing quid pro quo. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. And nothing happens. Just a real quick thought here, John. You know, you scare me when you talk about nuclear codes, and thank God it's being, you know, sure, it's been changed, and probably several times. I could see Joe Biden in his mental capacity forgetting his password, forgetting the codes. So now he's got to hit the button, you know, reset your passcode. And, I mean, do you have the sense of confidence that the nuclear codes are in the mind of this mentally compromised leader of the free world?
Well, I think there are people surrounding him that they tell him what to have for breakfast. So I'm not worried about that because he doesn't need to know them. My problem is the people that do surround him and the decisions they make because they are all put in there by the Bernie Bros and the Hillary Clintons. Mm. And that was part of the deal. Yep. And so, you know, this guy is an empty suit. I mean, look, he was an idiot when he was at full capacity. He was one of the worst law students in history. As Robert Gates said, he was wrong on every foreign policy issue for over 40 years. And now he's our president, and he's got declining facilities. This is really a recipe. Now, you put on top of that the fact that he's clearly compromised on Ukraine/Russia and China because of what Hunter Biden did and all the money he's taken. So now does he have the wherewithal to really step in and do some saber rattling in Taiwan? Don't bet the ranch on that one.
Exactly. Well, yeah, he got nervous when Nancy Pelosi, I guess, took it upon herself to go. But you still wonder, even with that, I mean, Joe can play, you know, as some have suggested, play the empty suit role and just say, well, look at, I can't control. He can tell Xi, well, I can't control Nancy. You know, her husband can't control her. How can I control her? You know, so don't hold it against me. Well, of course, China's still going to make us pay some way or another. Stay tuned. We've got more from John O'Connor on the other side of the break.
Stay with us. Business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
To hear from us, I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the legal analyst, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. John O'Connor is with us. John, this was something I wasn't aware of, and you mentioned this to me, that the White House has a liaison there with NARA in controlling the archives. I mean, I've never heard of the White House being so instrumental in controlling the archives or NARA. NARA is supposed to be an independent operation, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's supposed to be independent, but of course it comes under the executive branch, but it's supposed to be independent the same way the DOJ is. But I don't think Obama had a NARA liaison, and I know Trump didn't. But here we have Biden controlling the archives, and guess who's sending over the referral? It's Biden's liaison. That's the interesting thing about this search warrant affidavit that did not get redacted, was that little fact that there is a White House NARA liaison office who was controlling this whole thing. Now, what NARA said was this: Trump voluntarily gives up 15 boxes of document after talking to these folks. That's fine. Now, does Trump really need to do that? No, he really probably needed to give up the classified documents. But nonetheless, doesn't matter. He did it. Then the liaison office went through the documents, and they were shocked and stunned and, surprised, because guess what? There were classified documents in those boxes that, hold on to your hat, were unfoldered. They didn't have a folder in them? Oh, my gosh. And they were intermixed with unclassified documents. You mean we have classified documents rubbing shoulders with unclassified documents? It made no sense. But in the affidavit, the affidavit acts as if this is a shocking revelation. I don't get it. There's a box of documents. Some of them are classified. So what? But that seems to be shocking to the NARA people, because they want to start drumming up shock and going after Trump. This is what this is. This is a Biden project through Merrick Garland and his White House liaison office, and the archives are going along for the ride.
Now, supposedly, John, and if I read this incorrectly, please correct me, obviously, as we continue to pursue the truth regarding this, but supposedly, a grand jury was assembled back in February to indict the president over this. I mean, this has been going on for a while, and yet Trump and Merrick Garland make it seem like, oh, no, we're just, this is just a... an act to get control of our archives. What's going on here?
Well, they may try to indict him, but it would be a silly indictment, because the law, this guy who put together the affidavit didn't mention the one law that really does apply, which says that no one can move a classified document from its preferred place of storage. And they name all the people who that applies to, and it applies to everybody in the world, especially everybody in the government, except one person, the president. It does not apply, and Biden's admitted that when he says that he takes his briefing book back to Delaware. Of course he can do it, and Trump can bring classified documents wherever he pleases. You don't need anything there. So what happens is, this is all... it's like the Ukrainian impeachment. It's like Russiagate. They're just coming up with stuff to deflect from their own guilt. They know that those documents that Trump has will kill Biden. He's developing materials on Biden, both as to Ukrainegate and Russiagate, and they're not going to be pretty for Biden. So there's a lot of corruption there, and this is the best defense is a good offense, and that's what they're doing, like Hillary did.
Exactly. Can America handle the truth? We'll have to wait and see. Now, the other question I have here, John, is here you've got, 30 FBI agents descending on Mar-a-Lago, and we're talking, top secret, ultra top secret documents in this box, and now all of a sudden, I mean, you're giving access to people who have not, properly certified to handle this kind of information. I mean, am I missing something here? It just seems to me that when you talk about chain of custody, isn't the chain of custody now compromised because it's now gone into the hands of the FBI without any kind of supervision? They went in 9 hours in his home without supervision. They turned everything upside down. They're in Melania's sock drawer. Come on, give me a break. And they even damaged a safe of the president's, of the former president's, and, you know, on and on. And you think, wait a minute, how, if this material is so sensitive, how can they just come in and remove this? And who's been looking at the documents if this is so ultra top secret? I mean, you would think the only person that would be allowed to look at it would be the president himself. Are there other people that we don't know about that have been that are qualified and approved to look at, you know, these top secret documents?
Yeah, well, first of all, the so-called taint team that's looking at this, Department of Justice, there are a bunch of lawyers looking at this, and maybe some FBI agents in there, too. But I'm not so sure they have top secret clearance. But, of course, the reason they really don't need top secret clearance is because those documents are probably so stale, it's ridiculous. They're like old bread. There were 11 documents that were classified. They're not looking at those, Bill. I mean, they found them. And they apparently isolated those right away because there were so few of them. Now, what are they doing now? Going through the other 360,000 documents? Why are they reviewing them? Well, supposedly they're supposed to, you know, pull out attorney-client privilege and all that. But my question is, why are they keeping those documents at all? What is the crime? It's one thing to cook up these crimes that don't apply to the president about mishandling classified documents. Okay, I get it. That's their pretext. But what is the pretext, the rationale for looking at unclassified documents that under the Presidential Records Authorization Act, only Trump has exclusive access to? Now they're exactly. going through his, in essence, they're going through his essentially documentary underwear, and they're trying to find out what, you know, who he's been sleeping with, metaphorically, and that's what they're doing
right
here. And there is absolutely no call for it.
Mm. Well, like I said, John, this is like a Harry Reid moment. You know, you take a look at Mitt Romney's tax forms, you pull something out of it, you send a little piece of bait out to your, you know, fellow journalists out there in media world that jump all over it. CNN is, you know, they're drooling, you know, down their face over, you know, this supposed, you know, bad bit of news that they pulled out of the archives and all this other stuff. And they do all this damage only to find out later on after, you know, hearing this narrative for as long as they can get away with it. It could be 9-12 months. It probably could even carry until the 2024 election. And the damage, the lie has already gone around the country 5 times and convinced people that Donald Trump is totally incompetent, had no business to be president, and he's totally invalidated. And then you get, you know, Joe Biden, if he's still alive, you know, speaking, and saying, well, you know, yeah, we were wrong, but, you know, Donald Trump didn't get, at least he didn't get elected president, did he?
Well, yeah, and they will never admit that they're wrong either, but you're right. You're right. This is all about disabling Trump. And also, it's a pretextual way of protecting Biden. These people should not be having Trump's documents, and this is the irony of it. They're completely flipping the Presidential Records Act on its head, and they have exclusive access to the documents, and Trump doesn't.
What is this going to do down the road, John? We've got about 30 seconds left. The impact that this would have. Again, Harry Reid, remember when he went nuclear? It came back and bit the Democratic Party in the back end. This is one of those missiles that goes out and can come back and haunt you and do twice the damage, isn't it?
Well, it is. The problem is that Biden has so subverted all of our values in government now that it's going to be hard to get normality back. I long for the days when all we had was Harry Reid lying. It's a lot worse now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse President Trump's request for a special master to review evidence the FBI took from his Florida home. A judge will decide on Thursday. President Biden at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, the uniter of the people, on Tuesday.
For God's sake, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
As Democrats were the party to support the defund the police movement, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham reminds Americans how Vice President Kamala Harris was bailing people out of jail that attacked the police during that time.
You know, one way to encourage political violence is to bail out people who attack the cops. The Vice President of the United States staff raised money to bail people out of jail who rioted in New York, who attacked the cops, and they went right back to crime.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, it's that time of year again. School is in session. Can you hear the bells ringing? Some of the parents go, oh, I've been waiting for that sound. Even some of the kids about this time get bored so out of their skulls. They're going, can I get back to school? Well, you can think that we can all agree that every child deserves a safe, clean, and healthy ride to school, right? Well, joining us today is Emily Calandrelli, the Emmy-nominated host of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix. She's an MIT engineer. You ready for that? And she shares her love of astronomy and science alongside Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and other shows. Now she's teaming with Energy for Everyone to promote a sustainable alternative for powering school buses. Emily, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, what a background. I love this. How do you go from MIT to hosting a popular Netflix show for kids?
Well, I'm telling you, I've always been really excited about getting kids excited about science. Even throughout my college career, I studied aerospace engineering for nearly a decade. I was always finding myself back in the elementary school classroom and the middle school classroom and talking to those kids about the science and the cool engineering concepts I was learning about in my classrooms in college and in grad school. And so for me, it felt kind of like a natural transition to go from that, doing that, to hosting a science show and just telling even more people about all the science that I love.
Okay, so be honest with me. How many things did you blow up in school when you were doing your experiments?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's funny because I didn't really do a lot of science experiments in school other than in chemistry lab and chem lab. We certainly did a few, but I didn't really do a ton of science experiments until I started doing TV. Because as an engineer, that's not really what you do in engineering class. So I started my love of blowing up things once I got to television.
Yeah, see, I thought, you know, yeah, you're right. Most engineers say they didn't do it in the classroom. They did it at the dorm. You know, the beakers are blowing up, all that kind of fun stuff. So, well, that's good. So this is why you needed to come and do the kids show, because you could blow things up. So I get that now.
Exactly.
So how does this relate? Okay, how does the science relate to school bus emissions?
Yeah, well, this is something I care a lot about, because I've always cared a lot about kids' futures, and this is a key part of that, because many people listening may be like me, and I remember going to school on a dirty diesel bus 25-some years ago, and I remember the smell of that diesel bus exhaust, nothing like exhaust in the morning, and I remember the black smoke that would come out of the tailpipe. And in that black smoke, there would be emissions that are bad for the environment. They're bad for kids' lungs, things like nitrous oxide. And that's no good. Even today, there are still a lot of diesel buses around. But the good news is that today there are better, cleaner alternatives, things like propane school buses that are just a little bit more expensive than cheap diesel buses. And you get that drastically reduced emissions. So propane school buses actually reduce nitrous oxide emissions by 96%.
Well, yeah, of course, everything we talk about that's moving vehicles and that is electric. We're becoming electric eccentric almost to a degree. So how does that compare? How does propane compare to electric buses?
Right. So when we think of clean vehicles, we often think electric, and electric is great. I drive an electric car, and electric school buses exist, and they're wonderful. You know, you don't have the same emissions, but the thing to keep in mind with electric school buses is that right now they're really expensive. You can actually get 3 propane school buses for the cost of 1 electric school bus.
Wow.
And what that ultimately means is that the people who can afford to completely change their fleet of school buses to electric school buses are in wealthier school districts, are in richer neighborhoods. And this is the part that really matters to me, because I don't think you should have to be from a wealthy school district to be able to afford to breathe clean air, which is why I'm so excited about propane school buses, because you have them at a third of the cost of electric, and you still get a lot of that reduction of emissions.
So to take it to the next step, you know, when we're looking at cost associated with alternative energy sources, you know, that's in the mix. That has to be calculated, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Because the reason why there's still so many diesel buses around is because school districts are not known for having gobs and gobs of money to throw around at stuff. We all know that. School districts are not known for having a ton of money, so they don't have the money to buy any new school buses, let alone electric versus propane school buses. And so what I want everybody to walk away from, because this is such a cool program, the Environmental Protection Agency and the government, which obviously has a stake in this because school buses affect the environment, they are offering $5 billion over the next 5 years for school districts who are interested in changing their diesel bus fleet to cleaner buses, like propane school buses, for example. It's called the Clean School Bus Program, and it's a wonderful program. People have already won grants for this to change their buses, and you guys can do it too. And to learn more about how to apply for those grants, how to get that money, how to get somebody else to pay for these buses, which is always really nice, you can go to betterourbuses.com.
Great idea. Yeah, I love that. Let's talk a little bit more about how school buses impact the environment, because especially in some cities, I mean, there are lots of school buses scooting around town, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the stuff coming out the exhaust. That impacts the immediate area. That impacts kids' lungs. That impacts the community's lungs, because, you know, it's not just kids that are affected by school buses. It's the entire community. And that also ultimately ends up the blanket that is our atmosphere that helps warm our planet to a degree that is not suitable for human beings, for people who like to live in the way that we are currently living. And so that's the reason why the Environmental Protection Agency is offering so much money to help schools change this so that we can get cleaner air for our kids and get cleaner air for the planet.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Emily Calandrelli, the Emmy-nominated host of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix, an MIT engineer, now sharing her love of science and astronomy as well on her show and engaging her audience. And, of course, she's been engaging us right now as we're talking about, you know, just school bus safety. You know, that is just so critical as we're going back to school. And, you know, by and large, we've been pretty fortunate, I think, you know, with the with bus safety, because it's you know, those that are in leadership and empowered to do so are very vigilant to maintain the safety of our kids, Emily, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody can agree that we want safe, clean rides to school. And so that's why I'm so excited about propane school buses, so excited about this initiative. Now is just a really good time to start talking about this to your school districts. If you're interested, if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I would love for my school district to have cleaner buses, for my kid to ride to school on a cleaner bus, you can learn more about how to start that conversation at that same website at betterourbuses.com. It has a lot of really great resources for parents and educators.
And it has all the information there about the campaign as well, right, Emily?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Okay. Remind everybody, we got about a minute left, so we can stretch a little bit more time, as they say in the biz. And so you can remind everybody one more time of this exciting program and how they can get involved. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, today there's still so many diesel buses around the country. They're polluting our air. They're polluting our kids' air, the air that they breathe. They're polluting the environment. And it costs money to change that. So the Environmental Protection Agency is offering $5 billion over the next 5 years to grants, in the form of grants, to school districts all around the country. School districts have already won these. It's really great. And the next round of funding is gearing up. So to prepare for applying for these grants, to learn more about propane school buses and how your school can benefit from these grants and for cleaner air in general, you can go to betterourbuses.com.
Emily Calandrelli, MIT engineer, TV host of Emily's Wonder Lab, author of the book Reach for the Stars. Emily, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Samantha Mao is with us, yes, from Sam's Corner, the Good News Grill, joins us. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. How's the husband unit? Is he feeling better with his back and everything? We've been praying for him.
Oh, yeah, he's feeling a lot better this morning, actually. Thank you for asking.
Well, good.
You know, he's hey, little...
90 from 10. Yesterday he was 10.
Yeah.
He was whining 10.
That's right.
And 90. See, it's a miracle. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Great. Well, good. I'm glad he's doing. Oh, there's nothing like pain to make things so miserable. And here it is, your household. You got your hands are full. Do you mind if I share the good news with our audience? Because this is really good news. Would it be okay?
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Sam is expecting, ladies and gentlemen. We're so excited for her and Swan. I can't wait. I want to be there. You know, Uncle Bill is going to be there. I got to spoil the child, the chosen child, the chosen one there. I'm just so excited for you.
Oh,
and,
thank you, God.
You know, so, yeah, I just cannot wait. So you can tell. Now tell everybody, boy or girl. Because we already know,
a
right?
A little boy. Yeah, we found out. We got
a
to
little
find
boy.
Out really early on. Yes.
Yeah.
They can find out with blood tests now, which I find amazing. So you can find out at like 9 or 10 weeks. But yeah, we're
don't,
doing December.
Don't we love the science? Exactly.
I know, I do.
Wow.
I want to know as
a
much
real,
about
a real human, a real human Christmas, Christmas present. I mean,
that's
wow,
right.
that is just so exciting. Now help us out also because with Juan, obviously he's, I say obviously, people may not know, he's Chinese. He's a doctor and
that's right.
You always spell his name with a small Y. I've noticed that. Now, is it because he's just not deserving of a big Y yet or what is the exact reason?
Probably just my typo.
hopefully he's not listening to this right now because he's gonna. I'll show you a big Y.
No, he's not sitting in here. He's sitting here. No, his name is Yushuan, and you spell it with a capital Y. But yeah, so he's from China, and you know, we've looked at all different kinds of names because of that.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
well, for the son, he will get a capital first letter, guaranteed. Okay,
yeah,
we're
right.
going to make sure that he gets a capital first letter.
That's right.
That's hysterical. So it's just been a typo all this time. And I thought, maybe it's a cultural thing or something. I didn't know. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to learn something here.
That's just me not being careful, like on my text.
Well, that just means that, hey, even, you know, there's even typos in Chinese, so that's great. So that's good to know. It's universal. Okay, all right, enough of this frivolity. But again, we're excited. Congratulations to you and Xuan. And I'm glad he's 90% better. This is great.
Oh,
so he's going to be leaping tall buildings here very shortly. That's wonderful. All right, this first story, speaking of which, oh, wow, this is incredible. You got a 10-year-old that saves a drowning mom that's suffering a seizure in a pool. Wow. A 10-year-old. This is incredible.
That's right. So when I started seeing this video going viral. Lori Keeney, she's actually the one who posted it. This is the mom who was suffering. This is one of her worst nightmares. You know, so she's in a pool. It's not very deep, but that's the thing about when you have a seizure. It doesn't matter. You know, a seizure doesn't know where you are or anything like that. It could just happen at any time. And this started happening to her when she's in the pool where her 10-year-old son, Gavin, happened to be close by and paying attention, and thank God he was, because you just see him rush over to the pool and dive in, and he just dove it like he'd been preparing for this for his whole life. He just jumped in and he grabs his mom and he pulls her over to the side, and after holding her up for about a minute, his grandpa comes and helps her out, and you know, she's okay and she's recovering now. But if it hadn't been for Gavin making those quick, you know, you think of 10, and like I think about 10-year-olds, I know they're so little. You know,
exactly.
Wow. It's such a big deal for him to be aware like that and able to grab his mom. And, you know, I'm sure she's a very proud mom. I'm sure he's going to get some really good, you know, Christmas presents and, like, birthday presents for the rest of his life for that.
Exactly. Well, if he wasn't a mama's boy before, he is now, right?
I know, that's right. And he actually ended up getting an award from Kingston Police Department for his
Really? Wow.
You know.
Very cool.
Yep, absolutely. So he's a hero at the young age of only 10 years old.
10 years old, wow. Situationally aware. You see, when you hear stories of this, you go, he's 10 today. What do you think, you know, his life will be like 20 years from now? I mean, this kid's got his head on a swivel. He's situationally aware. This demonstrates some talent that you just can't wait to see how it matures as he continues to grow older. I'd be interested to find out. You know, some of these stories, when you hear about these young kids, you go, God, you just want to know what they're going to be like 20 years from now, right? And hear how they've developed and, you know, because this is all
we
a manifestation.
Like a
it's all part
update.
Of their character. Yeah, exactly. Let's go back. Let's do a Sam's Corner reunion. We'll get all these young kids together. Remember, you talked to me when I was 3 years old. You know, this would be great.
That's
yeah.
Right.
What about the 17-year-old? He becomes the first. I mean, this is the youngest person to fly solo around. At 17, boy. You know, don't give up on the youth of today, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're demonstrating some great stories here. You don't hear this very often, but this is a great story. Go ahead.
That's right. So Mac Rutherford, he's actually from Belgium. He just landed last week in Bulgaria's capital, Sofia, which made him complete the task and claim the Guinness Book of World Records for being the youngest pilot to ever fly solo around the world. And he turned 17 actually during his trip. He went across 5 continents and I think over 30 countries, like about 38 countries. And it was and you know, it's actually pretty amazing. It's his sister at 19 years old. She got the world record for being the youngest woman to fly around the world. So he was actually inspired by her. This happened last year. And I just thought, what an amazing couple kids. I can't imagine, you know, taking a long road trip solo at that age, let alone flying around the whole world in a plane. It's
wow.
They're getting younger and younger.
Yeah,
can you
imagine?
I'm sure their parents are very proud.
Mom, Dad, I'm taking the plane out. Where are you going, son? Oh, around the world. Okay. I'll see you when I get back.
I'll see you later. You know, actually, it was 52 countries. I'm sorry. I was mistaken about that. But 5 continents, 52 countries, it's just amazing. And, you know, to be able to navigate that, I've seen, like, the inside of those planes. It just makes my head spin. I think you have to be an engineer just to get those things to fly, so...
Exactly, and he did this by himself. This is amazing.
That's great
story. Hey, guys, next time the wife unit or the significant other says, hey, look, at, we're just going to take this photo. And I know we're at Olive Garden. You can drop the fork down for just a minute, put down the bread, and we're just going to take this photo. And right. For this one couple, it was an engagement photo. Hey, what the heck, we'll just do this there at Olive Garden. And in the midst of their unlimited soup and salad, they take this picture, and it won them a free trip to, what was it, to Italy?
That's right. So Carl C. Bibb and Caden Mills, they wanted, you know, they've always dreamed of going to Italy, but they live in Tennessee and they couldn't afford the trip at the moment. And so their photographer actually had the brilliant idea of going to Olive Garden. And you kind of wonder, like, it's supposed to simulate the Italian countryside by taking pictures just outside their local Olive Garden. And I'm wondering, like, how is that going to turn out? The picture turned out beautifully. I can totally, like, Olive Garden should just use this in their advertisement. It's actually quite amazing.
Yes.
And so when they found out, Olive Garden decides that they're going to send them on a trip to Italy after all. So I thought this ended up being such a cool story. What a unique idea. I wonder how many people are going to start taking pictures outside Olive Gardens now, because they really did turn out epic.
Well, yeah, the photographer, what an eye for him to capture this. No wonder it grabbed the attention. I mean, and this could, like you said, this could be an advertisement, you know, for Olive Garden, you know, getting this story out. And what a sweet, sweet picture. And, don't you love photography, and you love these photographers that have the eye to be able to capture something, you know, as magical as they did? And who would have thought just outside an Olive Garden?
The photographer was Shea Cravens. I hope that she gets a lot of attention for this, because, like you said, like, what a unique concept, what a unique eye to have that. And I wonder what other magical things she can make, you know, kind of simulate with her creative ideas, because, you know, I would have never thought in a million years that would work. And it worked beautifully. You really wouldn't know they weren't in the Italian countryside.
Yeah, speaking of things that are beautiful, you've got a... You got a Miss England finalist who makes history as a pageant's first contestant to compete without makeup. Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
You know, this is a 100-year history of this pageant. And Melissa Ralph, she's 20 years old. She's a college student from South London. And she was competing against 40 other finalists. She ended up being one of the finalists. She's going to be one of the finalists for Miss England in October, and she's competing completely makeup free, and she's just absolutely gorgeous. I just, I was thinking about, this is really going to raise the bar for all the people. If you want to go makeup free, it's like, I mean, that really, just to be beautiful on your own like that is just amazing. You know, I'll be the first to say I love makeup, but I just think it's really cool of her, and it's a brave thing to do.
Right. Well, yeah, especially in a competitive environment like that. But, you know, that takes confidence, and it takes knowing who you are and allowing your natural beauty to come out. And, you know, wow. And she is stunning. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is what a great story and a success story. Another story that you'll find at Sam's Corner. You got to check it out. Just go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And it's about hidden dinosaur tracks that are emerging in Texas State Park during the drought. You may have heard about this, and Sam reports more on it right there at Sam's Corner. Hey, Sam, as always, congratulations once again. And we can tell the little one that our audience heard it first on National Radio. Radio on Bill Martinez, okay? Uncle Bill took care of him, made the big announcement. All right, take care.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night?